Well, good morning and welcome to Harrogate Baptist Church. It's good to come and worship the Lord today, particularly as it's Palm Sunday, which marks the start of Holy Week and Jesus' journey to the cross. Holy Week marks one of the most, if not the most important week in the whole of the Christian calendar. And I guess to many of us, the events of Palm Sunday are fairly well known. And something, there's a comfort in that, isn't there? In a time when things are so unknown and changing, it's good to reflect on those things which we understand and know of. But the start of our time together, and we'll be developing this theme as we go through and reflect on Palm Sunday. At the beginning, I particularly want to focus upon Jesus as King and the peace that he brought on that first Palm Sunday. As we reflect together on God's peace, I want to start by reading some words from the prophet Isaiah. Reading from Isaiah 52, they're well-known words, and they say this: "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God." You know, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, the city of Jerusalem lacked peace. The peace which Jesus came to bring is the peace that they lacked then, and the peace that many of us yearn for now, particularly in the situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in today. And so we come to worship Jesus, the bringer of peace to our world and to us individually. I'm hoping that you have been able to get sight of our order of service, which is also online. And if you have, I want us to use the link to the first song, "Awake, Awake, O Zion," as a way of reflecting those words from Isaiah in our worship. And so we sing, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, for they proclaim the peace that comes from God. Awake, awake, O Zion." Now let's pray together. Lord, as we have journeyed through this season of Lent, preparing for reflection and celebration of Easter, we begin this Holy Week together with the whole church throughout the world by welcoming our Messiah. Like the people of long ago, let us worship you and welcome you, Jesus, and be those who faithfully follow you to the cross in this week. And we pray, Lord, increase our faith, especially in these times. Help us to live in the strength and the power of Jesus, our Lord, our Saviour, and our friend. Jesus, who reigns with you, our Father, and with the Spirit, three in one, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Just before we come to our family talk, I just want to say, if it should be your birthday, or it will be your birthday in this coming week, we just have a practice of saying happy birthday, so have a blessed day if it's your birthday this week. And also just to say that if you have Zoom, we have the opportunity later on in the service of meeting around the Laura's Table using Zoom. I had said originally that we were going to do it about 10 past 11, but having worked through the service, I think it's going to be nearer to probably quarter past, 20 past. So whenever you're available, around about 10 past, 20 past 11, just come online and we'll start the service around 20 past 11, just to give folks an opportunity to work through the rest of the service and worship together. If you haven't got Zoom or you can't make it work, please don't panic. We've recorded the communion service, so just continue to use the links as appropriate and it will take you to that service. And just to remind you, if you're able to have something to represent the bread and the cup, the wine, that would be good. Don't worry what it is, it's just between you and God. Nobody else is going to see, so that's fine. Whatever you manage to find. We've already said that it's Holy Week, and so we thought this week it would be good just to give some additional reflections. And so every day online we're going to be posting a short reflection, a reading and prayer, if that's something you would helpful to connect in with. And I've also got some great family resources, so if that's something that interests you, please message or email me, Anne, and I can give you some more details. We'd also planned to have a Good Friday reflection service together. We were going to meet together at 7 o'clock on Good Friday, and so we've decided to do an online reflective service on Good Friday. So that will be posted before 7 o'clock in the evening for us to worship and reflect together on that important day. You'll know also that if you are a member of Harrogate Baptist Church, that on Easter Day we have the tradition of decorating the empty cross with different flowers to represent new life. And we thought it would be good to just kind of do that in a slightly different way. And so we're going to put the cross outside of church from Wednesday onward. So if as part of your daily routine you're able to walk past church and just put some flowers in there, and we thought it would just be a good opportunity to use that as a symbol of hope and peace for our community and for our country and world at the moment. So if you're able to walk past, keeping in mind the social distancing rules of if there's somebody else there, don't go within 2 metres of it. But it'd be good if you're able just to put some flowers in the cross as you pass by. And then next Sunday is Easter Day, and we would love to do a montage of greetings from different people in the church. So I'm just going to ask people, if you're able, just to send me a photograph of you as a family or as a couple or individually, just to give Easter greetings, maybe just put a sentence or two of Easter greetings, and make it somewhere maybe slightly interesting, with maybe an Easter garden or a picture that you've done, or outside a flower or something like that. Just a good backdrop to bring some Easter greetings, and then I'm going to put them all together in a PowerPoint for Easter Day. If I could have the photos by Thursday evening, that would be good. And if you don't have the ability to do that, maybe if somebody's bringing your shopping and they can take a picture of you keeping 2 metres away, and then send it on to me, that would be great. So look forward to receiving those. And then last but not least, it struck me that often on Easter Day we invite people to church. And so maybe this week you could write a note or drop a text or WhatsApp to somebody or email them and just say that we've got an online Easter Day service at 10:30, and just invite them that way. You know, sometimes if people have got more time, they might be able to connect with our Easter Day celebration service next Sunday at 10:30. Well, now we have our family talk. It's kind of vaguely aimed at children, but we all enjoy this section. Often people say to me afterwards, they remember more about the children's talk than they do about everything else that happens in the service. So that's maybe good as well. But it'd be good now if we could all click on the link under family talk that's called the Triumphal Entry. It's a video which just reflects and just talks about that first Palm Sunday. So if you could use a link now, that would be good, just to watch the video together. Well, Palm Sunday was a great day of celebration, it still is, but we're also told in various gospel accounts that as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he wept. He was sad as he looked at the city of Jerusalem, because he knew that one day it would be destroyed. But I guess Jesus was also sad, because he knew that the people who would shout Hosanna, who would praise him on this day and cheer, wouldn't understand what was happening as the week progressed. You see, they didn't really understand who Jesus was and why he had come. The gospel accounts tell us, the accounts of Jesus tell us, that actually it was only once Jesus had died and rose again that people began to put the pieces of Palm Sunday and other parts of the week together and understand what was really happening. That Jesus had indeed come to save them. And you know, sometimes we celebrate or we meet together on Palm Sunday, and then we meet together again on Easter Sunday. And they're two great days of celebration, but we kind of miss a lot of the story that happens in between Palm Sunday and Easter Day. And so from the very youngest person who's listening to the very oldest, I want us to encourage us, particularly unless you're a key worker, we've probably got a bit more time, just to set aside 5 or 10 minutes every day this week and journey through the events of Easter week, of Holy Week. That's why we're going to post some things online, hoping that might give you the opportunity of doing that, or maybe you want to do your own thing. But it's good to celebrate today, and it would be great to celebrate next Sunday, but also to reflect on the various things that happen throughout the week of Holy Week. So I leave you that with that challenge. But for now, let's continue celebrating the events of Palm Sunday with the crowd that welcomed Jesus. And I've given you three options in the order of service next if you want to have a look. There's a great children's song called The Click Clock Beat. So if you've got children, it'd be good maybe to use that. It's a really upbeat and fun way of reflecting on the events of Palm Sunday. Or if you want a bit of a bop in the front room as we continue to worship, then this would be a great song to use. So the first one is The Click Clock Beat, or Hosanna in the Highest is another option, or I See the King of Glory, which uses those words of Hosanna in the refrain to continue worship. So use one of those links as we continue our worship service. And now, as we come back, I want us to head over to the sermon link, where we can reflect some more on that first Palm Sunday as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, but also reflect a little bit on what it means for us today. So end this recording now, and then head over to the sermon link, and we can reflect more on the events of Palm Sunday.